Hello,
Hello, Ruth.
who is this?
This is Sheldon speaking. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Sheldon, and you?
I am okay. Ruth, is this a good time?
Not really, but I can talk quickly. Tell me.
It's just about an email I just sent you a moment ago. We got the book uploaded, okay? So the only thing that's waiting is the preview. So the email I have will have a link, okay? You can open the link.
What happened with the email? I don't see it. Why did you open it? Didn't you open it?
I sent it to the usual, the Ruth, NIEND at hotmail.com.
Okay. On your name, Sheldon?
Ruth.
No, I'm asking if you send it under your name because I don't see it.
It should be coming from Sheldon Benjamin.
Not yet.
Hey, let me check.
I don't have it yet.
Wait. Yeah, I've sent it. It should be labeled as Amazon Preview. Can you check your spam? Maybe it's in your spam.
Okay, there you go.
Because I sent it about 10 minutes ago, I think.
Nope.
Nothing there?
Mm-mm.
That's odd.
Maybe you made a mistake in the name somehow, but I don't see anything from you here.
Wait. Let me
see. Maybe you can send it to me to the USA Immigration Secret.
Well, let me use my personal email. Maybe that might work rather than the professional.
Okay, that's all.
Amazon approval, and just pick this up from here. Send items. There we go. And send. Okay, I sent it from my personal email, the one we used to use, SheldonBenji@gmail. See if you have something from that in a minute.
What happened? Who died?
Did you get an email?
I'm trying to refresh.
Okay.
Let me go on my computer, maybe, because I'm on my phone. And the fact I'm talking to you, I don't know, maybe that's why it's not showing up yet, but nothing.
That's odd. Should I drop it to you as a text? I'll send the link to you on a text. Does that work?
Okay, that goes. Okay, yes, no problem.
Cool. So what you have to do is, you have to open the link. I said, let me send it to you on text as well. Let me know then if you have that. Okay. So big link.
Hey, premium call.
Copied. And okay. Okay. And paste the paperback preview. Let me know if you have a text from my end.
Okay, what do I do now? The preview? That's how you're going to present it?
You can open it and you can just let me know if it looks fine. Okay? You
so
don't have to click on approval
or
anything. This is basically for Amazon, okay?
Wait, I know, but the cover.
Yeah, the cover is also there. It's going to show you both things, not just the book. It's going to show you the cover, then the inner pages, okay?
Well, okay, let me do that later. But so for now, the waiting. Oh, okay, that could. Don't forget, I told you, can you put a page in between the page and the first page? You forgot that. Because when you open the book, you go directly to the first page without a page. In between, it doesn't look good. You remember that? I told you, please.
Wait. There isn't a page. Wait a second. Let's see.
The first page,
it should have a blank page, right?
Yes, after the cover, when you open the book, instead of going directly to the first page of the book, we should have an empty page, like the same way with the design, with the status of Liberty. And then after, when you turn that, both sides, and then you see the United States of America, like the first page. You understand?
I do, but that will disrupt the pagination.
That the what?
Because the pagination, how the book is layered together. Because
okay, no, it's not going to change it. Trust me, it's not. You want me to do it and send it to you?
If you can, because like it's gonna create a lot of disruption.
No, I'm not. Trust me. Listen, he's not gonna do it. Well, I don't know because I'm just gonna add one page both sides like that because it's not gonna change anything. You know the same way you have this. I hope. I don't know.
It's not gonna cause anything in the book. The thing is, when you go for printing, right? When you go for printing, if you are to add one page at the start, think of it this way. It's going to shift the entire book one page. So
when I say one page, I'm talking about both sides. It's not one side.
Even if you add it to both, you meant at the start and at the end, right?
Huh?
Do you mean two pages at the start or do you mean one page at the start and at the end?
Okay, when I'm talking, you speak Spanish. When I'm talking about page, I'm talking about una hoja. Una hoja que tiene dos lados, both sides. You see, like, okay, let's say the first page of the book, and then the second one. You know, the quote, you have United States of America. In the back, you have the design. Yes. So I want to put a page like the same that has this, but with the design in the back and the design in the front. That's what I was saying, if it's possible.
I'm not saying that it's not possible. That's not what I'm saying. Hear me out first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we add an extra page, okay, it will shift the entire book one page. Now, normally that's not a problem, but when you're going for printing, what's going to happen is all your heading pages, that like the... like the U.S. Immigration Secret, the blue page, the third page, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to shift to the fourth page.
Mm-hmm.
That means
in
order to balance that, I'd have to add another blank page before U.S. Immigration Secrets, and I would have to do that for every heading page. That's going to increase the number of blank pages in the entire book, which will look really bad, because then your book will have so many blank pages.
I don't think so, but I understand what you're saying, but I don't think we need to add that much page. I don't know.
That's why pagination is something so important. Pagination shifts a lot of things. That's why we are very careful about it. This looks like something very small. This looks like a very small change, but if this was ebook, this would be no problem to add an extra page or anything. But when it comes to paperback, you have to be very careful about pagination. Because you have to keep in mind how the book is going to be printed. Just think of it this way. If you add another page, right now you have do you have the physical book in your hand?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's on the right will come on the left if you add just one page.
Okay.
That's going to cause problems with the book, the way it's designed. So then we'll have to shift blank pages everywhere to make sure that what was on the right remains on the right and what was on the left remains on the left.
I see what you mean now.
So what we can do is, what I can do for you, okay, what I can do for you, if you want, we can add two blank pages at the start. Those are called folios, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That way it won't cause any problems, but we can't add one blank page. You would have to add two blank pages.
Okay, no problem.
Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying now. I agree.
Okay, so do you want two blank pages or no blank pages?
Two blank pages.
Okay. I'm going to add two blank pages.
Because when someone open it, it's kind of, because, you know, me, I'm comparing the book according to the other books that I have in my house, you know, like Tony Robbins books, and I have, you know, like Joel Osteen books. I have those books, and I see the way it's, you know, it's shaped. So which is, at the beginning when you open it, it's empty. You just see an empty page, nothing. The first one, and after when you turn it, and after maybe sometimes they have the motto, they have some title and things like that.
Yes.
So that's why I'm basing on that, because those people, you know, I'm basing on this.
I completely understand.
Those are like bestseller international book. Everybody's been reading them. So that's why I want mine to have that, the same format and things like that. But it's okay. You can add two. You know, you're just going to have to duplicate the page with the design and then just add two at the beginning.
Do you know, let me just tell you why they add those blank pages, okay? Why the folios are there. It's not something that's necessarily supposed to be there. But the reason they add it is because some people, they want to provide readers some space where they can write things on. Okay?
Exactly.
Without ruining the book.
Like a dedicat to someone.
Yeah. So in your book, you already have enough blank pages. If you go through your book, you have enough blank pages for people to write stuff on.
But I don't want to go to the book. No, but I don't want to go into the book to do it. Let's take an example of someone. It's like the other day, I have a friend who bought one for me. She comes to my house to pick it up. So I wanted to put a message for her. And I had to put it in the just right after the back cover, you know, the front cover.
Uh-huh.
You know, if I had that empty page, I would put it on the empty page instead. You understand?
Okay, I understand. So I'll add completely blank pages. You don't need the Statue of Liberty on the back, right? On those blank pages. You want completely white blank pages, correct?
To look nice, to match with the, you can put it. To look
okay,
nice,
then
to
I'll
match with
I'll put
all
then
the,
I'll put those.
To match with the rest of the book. Because all of
perfect.
This, we have
perfect.
In all the books. So, yeah.
Perfect, no problem. I'll get it done, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Aside from that, can you just generally go through the book, the preview, and let me know if all else is good? If that's good, then we'll, you know, get it done. Okay?
No, but don't forget, you're going to put the other page, no?
Definitely. I'm doing that right now, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Perfect.
So I'm going to check again, and I'll let you know.
Perfect. Take care, Ruth.
Okay, thank you. No problem.